Oh, hi. Sorry. I totally didn't know you were home. Oh, nothing. I was just a bit peckish. I skipped dinner. Yeah. Well, I drove your son to the airport, probably about 2 hours ago. And I got back so late that I didn't really feel like cooking anything, and he made me promise to stay here tonight, said that I would be way too tired to drive home. So, as weird as that might be, I said yes. I hope you don't mind. Sorry, I would have assumed he would have told you. Yeah. That's a good point. He is old enough that he doesn't really have to run things by you, but he is living in your house while he moves, so technically he kind of should. No, I'm okay. Really, I got a bowl of fruit and water. I'll be totally fine. Why, did you want company? I don't know. Every time I see you, you're always by yourself. Well, that's true, I guess, but okay, that's another good point. But if I'm being honest with you, I'm kind of shocked that nobody snatched you up yet. Yeah, you're a catch. Okay. Fair point. Most of the men in your family are. Well, the ones I've met. I've met you and your dad and obviously your son, but I can't speak for everybody else. All I'm saying is, I'm just shocked after your divorce that some beautiful single lady didn't come by and absolutely nab you. Exactly my point. Then you wouldn't be in the kitchen at 3 a.m. making grilled cheese sandwiches alone. Oh, no, it's really okay. I should probably get some sleep. I have work really early in the morning. Yeah. I guess you could say it's pretty serious if I'm willing to lose sleep over him. In this way, of course. Well, mostly just this way. Anyway, I should go get some sleep. It's nothing, I promise. Plus, isn't it a little weird if I talk to you about things like that? Yeah. It is late, and your brain probably is still sleepy. Mine is too. Because normally, I wouldn't tell you just how attractive I think you are. I'm just saying, you know? Because your son is so handsome. I mean, the first time I met him, I was absolutely gagged. I've never met anyone that looked like him, let alone you. But then I realized, it's just your gene pool. Given, I know that I've only seen pictures of his mom, but I've met your entire side of the family in person, and he looks like he got every single one of your genes. Like I said, I know I've only ever seen pictures, but he looks like you absolutely just cloned yourself, well, for the most part. Well, there's distinguishing features about both of you. You look more refined, a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Sturdy. You look like you're built to last. Wow, sorry, I just totally made you sound like a truck. But really, see, okay. You told me we've always been kind of close, and this is what you're supposed to do late at night, right? When you meet someone in the kitchen that you're close with, you're supposed to have long chats. I mean, we're totally having like a Golden Girls moment, right? So, like I was saying, me and your son have been getting pretty serious, and things are great for the most part. It's just, I don't know. If I can be honest with you, I don't know if he's as serious about me as I am about him. Yeah, that's true. It's just, I'm at a time in my life where I'm kind of ready to settle down. My job is in the right place. I finally got all of my student debt paid. I'm at a really happy spot. Plus, I'm in my late 20s and just looking forward to, I don't know, putting down roots. But every time I approach the subject with your son, he just seems so, I don't know, turned off by it. Do you mind if I sit a little closer? Okay. I just don't want to be weird, you know? I really do think of you as a friend. So I guess I can tell you this. I've wanted to have a baby for a really long time, and we've been together for so many years, I thought that he would be okay with it. We are living in the 21st century, after all. You don't have to be married to have a baby. And I even told him that if he didn't want to actually be with me forever, that he could just tell me and we should move on, but he assures me that that's not the case. So I'm really confused as why he doesn't want to knock me up. You guys have the most perfect genes, and I've told him so many times how amazing our children would look, and I even told him, I bet your dad wants grandkids. See? I know, because Lord knows his sister isn't going to get married anytime soon. You know that. So, isn't it kind of what he should be doing? I mean, when did you settle down and start having kids? Wow. That's right. You know, I had totally forgotten about that. He does have older brothers and sisters. You and his mom started kind of early. Oh. Oh. Really? Wow. Oh no, I'm fine. Sorry. I guess I had no idea. Or maybe I did know and I didn't think about it. Well, here's the other part. The part that really upsets me. I think that when you're in love with someone and you're making love with someone, the ultimate act of love is to share yourself with them. I've shared myself with your son numerous times, and we don't wear condoms, but he won't ever come inside of me. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I making you uncomfortable? Well, I'm just saying that because you seem a bit, I don't know, flustered or embarrassed or. Oh. All right. It's because I'm talking about sex stuff, right? Well, it's just, you know. I kind of think of you as like a father figure. Me and your son have been together since I was in my early 20s, and you've always been around to give me advice, even when my parents haven't been the most present. So, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm being really silly. This isn't anything I should be talking to you about. It's just, well, no, it. No. It's fine. You know what? I hope you have a good time eating your grilled cheese. I'm just gonna go to bed. No, it's okay. Okay, fine. You really want me to tell you? Okay. Well, it's It's gonna sound really bad, but I knew everything that you just told me. Your sons told me most of your family history, and I was just pretending like I didn't remember. I know how potent you are. And the thing is, I don't think your son is ever going to commit to me. Not in the way that I want him to. But you have to understand, I'm in love with your family. I love the way you all act, your personalities, the way you look. I've been in love with the idea with having a baby with your son since the moment we started dating, but it's clear that he's not going to give that to me. Not anytime soon. And I would be lying if I said I hadn't thought about what it would be like to have a baby with someone better. In your family, but better. Would it be really, really awful if I told you that I volunteered to take him to the airport instead of his friend, just so that he would tell me to stay here, and I knew you'd be here too, and I knew that we'd bump into each other at some point. Whether it was tonight or tomorrow when I bring his car back after work. Regardless, I knew I would bump into you. Look, if you are completely over me talking to you about this stuff, you can tell me to fuck off. But you see, the thing is, I don't think you are. I think that you have something of a crush on me. You don't have to say anything, not yet. Just, let me, yeah, do this. Put my hand on your chest. You don't know how long I've wanted to do that. You're so strong and steady. You know what you want. But older men always do. You know, I broke my streak of only dating guys older than me to date your son. But I'm starting to think that maybe I chose the wrong man in your family. Maybe I should have chosen you. You're all the best parts of him. And I know that every time I'm over, you like to flirt with me. And it's not just playful flirting. It's gotten more, what's the word? Blatant. Oh, don't worry. I don't think that he picks up on it. Like I said, he doesn't pay a lot of attention to me anymore. He's too focused on his friends and his car and his job. You pay more attention to me than he does. What do you mean? Was what the truth? It's all the truth. Sorry, what exactly are you asking me? Oh. Yeah, that's the truth. He's never come inside of me before. He wouldn't. Why? If I was your girlfriend, would you come inside of me? If I wasn't your girlfriend, would you come inside of me? Yeah.
So, am I right to assume that if I lean in, right next to your ear, and say something like, "Daddy, will you please fuck your baby into me?" You'd say yes. Yeah. Do you want to push your cock all the way inside of my wet, tight little hole? Then come. You know what I would give you, right? Besides all of me, I would give you a new son, one that you could be completely proud of. Of course, I'm also fine being your dirty little secret daddy. You want me to be your secret little breed slut? But you have to promise that you'll come inside of me every time you fuck me. Promise? Yeah. I've seen how potent your cum is. And I want to see if it'll work on me. Yeah. I want your baby so bad. Would you like to knock me up? Or at least practice tonight? Yeah? Oh, your cock is so hard. Even if you weren't wearing these thin basketball shorts, I'd be able to tell. I can tell your cock's bigger than your son's too. And that's a good thing, because I like feeling full, Daddy. Oh, your cock just twitched so hard. Do you like it when I call you Daddy? That's something else that your son doesn't let me do. He won't let me call him Daddy. But maybe it's a good thing, because he's not really. You're much more of a daddy. Yeah. So tell me, Daddy. Can I get down on my knees right here in your kitchen and please put your cock in my mouth? Yeah. Ooh, ask me that again, Daddy. Oh, please. It just made my pussy twitch. Yes, Daddy. I promise I'm a good little cocksucker. Please just let me show you. Yeah. Oh, okay. But you don't know how wet I am right now. I have finger fucked myself so many times thinking about how good it would feel to have your cock inside of me, to call you Daddy. To have you take control of me, because I knew you would. You're gonna treat me like your dirty little slut, aren't you, Daddy? Yeah. Okay. Can I take these down? Yeah? Fuck. Daddy, your cock is so fucking pretty. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, look at that. Look. If I put it next to my face. Oh my god.
Open it wide like this.
I like it. Oh, Daddy. Your cock tastes so fucking good. it's so heavy. And fuck. your balls are so heavy too. Yeah. Fuck, you have a big load for me, don't you, Daddy? You know what I would really like to do? But he won't let me. I love giving really sloppy, slurpy blowjobs to show what an eager little slut I am. But he won't let me. Fuck. But you're not like that, are you, Daddy? I can tell. The way you push your cock further into my mouth. For you, a cock this perfect should be worshipped every day. How about this? How about if I slap your cock against my face, Daddy. Just to see what a dumb little slut I look like trying to get it out in my mouth. Can I lick your balls too, Daddy? Yeah. They're so heavy and big and what do you mean nobody's done this for you in ages? Oh, Daddy, that's so sad. You need someone like me to take care of you and to make sure you're fucked and fed and drained every single day. You like having my mouth wrapped around your cock like this, Daddy? Are you thinking about how good it's gonna look sliding in and out of my pretty pink pussy? How tiny I'm gonna look against you? How tight the fit is gonna be? While you fill me over and over and over. Because you're going to fuck your baby into me, aren't you? You're going to make me take it? Yeah? I don't want to lose any of your cum. Are you going to make it stay inside of me, Daddy? we should do it right here in the kitchen. So next time you're down here having a midnight snack, you can think about when you railed my soft, drippy cunt from behind. Yeah, you're gonna stretch me out. Press your whole body weight into me. Grab my hips. Force yourself inside. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Let me just lose this. All right here. Ooh, even better, because I'm so much shorter than you. If I bend over your bar stool, look, I'm the perfect fucking height for you, Daddy. And my pussy's up high at a nice angle, which means you're going to get so deep, which is perfect. Because I'm going to stay right here and take it. Take all of it. All of your cum. yeah? You want to see it? I know I really shouldn't wear panties around you. It should always be ready for you to inspect, to put your fingers inside. But I had to make sure that's what you wanted. But now that I know that you do, well, I might never wear panties around you again, Daddy. That's it. Fuck. Oh, your fingers feel so good. Yeah. Do you like inspecting my pussy? Tell me how good it is. How pretty and wet it is for you. Yeah. Oh, that's right, Daddy. Rub the inside of me with your fingers. Yeah. I do want to see how far you can stretch it. yeah. Oh, that's right, Daddy. That's right. Fuck. Oh, wow. Feeling you effortlessly glide up and down my slit while I'm so helpless and bent over for you. So good. Please. Fuck. Stuff me full of that big, hard cock. Please. Come on. Let me empty those full balls. Come on. That's right. All the way inside me. Please. Fuck. Shit. Oh my God, yeah. Fuck, Daddy, I feel so full. Please fuck me. Yeah. Let my tight, wet, creamy little pussy milk all of that gum out of you. Yeah, please make me a mommy daddy. Oh, fuck, I want your baby inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, please. Yeah, please grab onto my hips and fuck me harder. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, wake up so much. You're gonna drain your balls inside of me. Flood my tight, ready little cunt. Yeah. Oh my god. Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Yes, daddy, I am your little priest slut. Yeah, please. Oh, please keep giving me your cock. Oh, it feels good. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh. Oh, please. Please knock me up. Please come so deep inside of me. Yeah. I wanna feel you hit the end of me, daddy. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh. Yeah, how did you know that I like being choked? Oh, that's sweet. Hold on to my throat while you fuck me. It's so primal, daddy. Please fuck your baby into me, please. Oh, the tighter you squeeze, the tighter my cunt grips you. Please, daddy. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, my god. Yeah.
You should get me a nice cold ice water, and then I'll do my very best to drain your balls before I have to go to work in the morning.
I can sleep when I'm dead. I'd much rather bounce on your cock all night. But first, water.